We can get the news in detail now from Carla O'Brien.
The final Irish seats in the next European Parliament have been filled, with the conclusion of the count in the Midlands Northwest constituency. Five candidates were elected following a five-day count, which concluded overnight. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
Almost a week after polls opened, an eventual conclusion to proceedings here. The election of independent Luke Ming Flanagan on the 20th count last night was followed by that of Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan just after 1:30 this morning. Almost 2 hours later, Fine Gael's Nina Carberry and Maria Walsh, along with independent Ireland's Kieran Mullooly, were all deemed elected without reaching the quota after the distribution of Flanagan's surplus failed to alter the standings of the final four candidates. Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildernew missing out by almost 5,500 votes as her party lost the seat it had held here since 2014. Both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach travelled to Mayo as the final stages played out last night. Simon Harris said he was ecstatic at his party's success. Micheál Martin played down suggestions that Fianna Fáil's three-candidate strategy had hampered its chances of taking a second seat. Pat McGrath, RTÉ News, Castlebar, County Mayo.
The count in the Ireland South European Parliament constituency ended last night with the independent candidate Michael McNamara, Fianna Fáil's Cynthia Ní Bhuracú and Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen taking the last three seats. The Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan and Mick Wallace of Independence for Change lost their seats. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
5 days of counting in the Ireland South constituency came to an end just before 10 o'clock last night. Sean Kelly was elected on the first count and it was immediately apparent he would be followed eventually by Billy Kelleher. Behind them was a group of five candidates: Michael McNamara, Kathleen Funchen, Mick Wallace, Cynthia Ní Bhuracú and Grace O'Sullivan. For a long time they were separated by as few as 5,000 votes, leapfrogging each other as the counts progressed, with the exception of O'Sullivan, who continued to hug the bottom slot in that group. Decisive moves came in two counts. In count 14, Sinn Féin's Paul Gavin was eliminated and 62% of his vote transferred to his running mate Kathleen Funchen. In count 18, not only did the elimination of Fine Gael's John Mullins push Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher over the quota, but the transfer of his votes helped the second Fianna Fáil candidate, Cynthia Ní Bhuracú, to leapfrog Mick Wallace and give her a lead of almost 2,000 votes over him. Mick Wallace and Grace O'Sullivan both lost their seats.
The National History Museum is to close its doors for major refurbishments from September. The museum will be closed for a number of years to facilitate the works. Our arts and culture correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke.
This morning, the team at the Natural History Museum in Dublin has announced that in September, they're closing their doors to facilitate major refurbishment works. While the investigative works and design phase will determine the full programme of the works, duration and the total cost of the project, it is expected that the entire project will take a number of years. Built in 1856, Miss Lynn Scarfe, director of the National Museum of Ireland, said a drafty, leaky building that is not accessible to anyone with mobility impairment does not do justice to our wonderful visitors and the incredible collection we have in the Natural History Museum. She says the extent of works are required to protect and conserve the 168-year-old dead zoo for future generations. And while the museum on Merrion Street closes its doors, there will be a new dead zoo lab at Collins Barracks National Museum of Ireland to make the collection accessible during works.
Talks between management and pilots at Aer Lingus ended without agreement yesterday evening. The two sides met for several hours to try to resolve a pay dispute that could lead to strike action at the airline. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Following a long day of talks yesterday, Aer Lingus said last night that no meaningful progress was made in its negotiations with the Irish Airline Pilots Association. The company said it offered to discuss pay increases in the context of productivity and flexibility proposals, but that this was rejected by IALPA. The union has said that previous pay offers have failed to take account of inflation, the large profits at Aer Lingus and the sacrifices made by pilots during the COVID pandemic to sustain the airline. IALPA members have voted in favour of taking industrial action, and the union said it will announce in due course what form this action might take. If the pilots decide to go on strike, IALPA will have to give Aer Lingus a minimum of 7 days' notice. However, the airline has asked for at least 15 days' notice to give it more time to make alternative arrangements for passengers.
A fire which broke out overnight at a premises in Dublin's Ballymount industrial estate has been extinguished. The blaze, which was attended by multiple fire units, broke out shortly after midnight at a gym, causing extensive damage to the property, as well as water damage to nearby properties. The scene has been preserved for examination. The first of four convoys of Irish ambulances and recovery and transport vehicles have arrived in Poland ahead of their donation to Ukraine. The operation, led by the Defence Forces Transport Corps, will facilitate the safe movement of 30 Defence Forces vehicles over the next month. It forms part of Ireland's non-lethal aid to the Ukrainian armed forces following Russia's full invasion in 2022. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Bright or sunny spells and scattered showers. Some of the showers will be heavy with isolated thunderstorms and the chance of hail, mainly across the Midlands, South and East. Highs of 13 to 16 degrees.